Freud by Anthony Storr. Life and Character. Sigmund Freud was born on the 6th of May 1856 in the Moravian town of Freiburg, now Pribor in the Czech Republic. His mother, Amalie, was the third wife of Jacob Freud, a Jewish wool merchant, some 20 years younger than her husband. In 1859, when Sigmund Freud was 3 years old, the family moved to Vienna. For the next 79 years, Freud continued to live and work in this city, for which he recurrently professed distaste, but which he was extremely reluctant to leave. In 1938, he was compelled to take refuge from the Nazis and spent the last year of his life in England, dying on the 23rd of September 1939, shortly after the beginning of the Second World War. Freud's mother, a vivacious and charming lady who survived until the age of 95, was only 21 when Freud was born. She went on to bear 7 other children, but Sigmund, referred to by her as Mein goldener Ziggy, My Golden Ziggy, remained her indisputable favourite, one circumstance to which Freud attributed his inner confidence. Freud also believed that his later success was directly related to his being a Jew. Although Freud never practiced the Jewish religion and dismissed all religious belief as illusory, he was very conscious of being Jewish, made few friends who were not Jews, regularly attended the meetings of B'nai B'rith, his local Jewish society, and declined royalties from those of his books which were translated into Yiddish and Hebrew. He attributed his intellectual autonomy to his being Jewish, writing that when he first encountered anti-Semitism at the University of Vienna, his lack of acceptance by the community drove him into opposition and fostered his independence of judgment. As a boy, Freud was intellectually precocious and an extremely hard worker. For 6 successive years, Freud was first in his class at school, and by the time he left, had not only obtained a thorough knowledge of Greek, Latin, German and Hebrew, but had learned French and English, and had also taught himself the rudiments of Spanish and Italian. He began to read Shakespeare at the age of 8. Shakespeare and Goethe remained his favourite authors. From his earliest years, Freud was a serious, dedicated student who was evidently expected by his family and teachers to make his mark in the world, and who himself acquired a conviction that he was destined to make some important contribution to knowledge. Family life revolved around his studies. He took his evening meal apart from the rest of the family, and because the sound of her practicing disturbed him, his sister Anna's piano was removed from the apartment by his parents.